What's up? It's my first time doing anything like this, and it's the first quote unquote episode. So let's just hop in. I am your host, never mind my name. And the name of this podcast is called Can I Vent? And yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. Can I Vent? I go out through life living and I find stuff that I want to talk about that I can't necessarily talk about with everybody or anybody. And I'm going to say it on here. Like I said, never mind my name. Just know I'm your host. So, on today's rant or vent, as I should say, whatever. Okay. Like I said, it's my first time. I'm a little hoarse. I got a cold, part of my vent thing. And I'm all over the place. My brain is all over the place. As of right now, my life is all over the place. And my throat is all over the place. So my voice is hoarse. And my life is in shambles. I'm just joking. My life is not in shambles, but it's pretty hectic out here in these streets, in this city that I live, in this state. But anyway, I digress. Let's just get to the nitty gritty. I recently lost my job due to an injury that said company didn't pay for, didn't help me with. They just like, and I know what you do. So right now I'm jobless. I got my they didn't pay me for my last week of working or whatever. You know, the severance or whatever. They didn't pay me. So I ended up not being able to pay my phone bill, and I was phoneless for about 2 days until God showed up and came through, showed up and showed out. Okay. Hallelujah. To be honest, yeah, it's pretty hectic. But I'm living life. I'm getting it together. At least I'm trying to. And I just want to let the world know that your girl's a mess. Yes, I'm a girl. I don't really even know what to talk about. I thought I had a whole script. I thought I had, you know, everything planned out. But I really don't. And just like how this podcast is going, that's pretty much how my entire life is going right now. It's a lot of stop starting. It's a lot of ums. It's a lot of mumbles. It's a lot of I don't know what. But I mean, that's why I'm creating this podcast, just so I can say this, so I can get this stuff out. Because you can't walk around with this type of stuff bottled in, or it'll eat you alive. And you might hear the sounds of the beautiful outdoors, because I am currently outside enjoying this beautiful weather. That's a bit of a hint to where I live. It's beautiful out. Beautiful. Nice and breezy. Yeah. I digress. You can't let these feelings, these emotions eat you alive. Or it will do just that. And then your brain will be gone and you'll be walking around mumbling in the streets. Drinking 40s, but they're really empty bottles because you drunk all the 40. But since your mind gone, you can't remember that you drunk all the 40. Now you're mad at some stranger because you drunk all of your 40. That's just where your life will be if you let the lessons, or if you let the obstacles of life get you down and take your mind. And there's another hint to where I live. a ratchet person. I'm just gonna say a ratchet just came down, you know, blasting music. Another little hint to where I live. I digress again. Speaking of losing your mind or trying not to lose your mind, that kind of brings me to a point that recently I spoke with someone very close to me who literally might be on the brink. On the brink of what, you say? On the brink of losing their mind. On the brink of not being able to differentiate reality from La La Land. And it's very heartbreaking. It's very sad because we all have thoughts, like crazy thoughts. And if you say you never had no crazy random thought, you're lying to yourself, and you should probably get help with that. You should probably see someone. Because you can't lie to yourself. That's another way you'll lose your mind. But like I said, that person is literally on the brink. And I have crazy thoughts. I have moments where I feel so lost. I have moments where I feel like, what is life? Is it real? Are we really here? Are we aren't here? Like, retarded stuff. And if you're offended that I use the word retarded, I feel sorry for you. Because it's not in a negative context, so do with it what you will. Yeah, like crazy thoughts that if you follow through with, you probably end up either losing your life or taking a life. You know what I mean? Or taking your own life. Or running into the middle of the street butt naked and getting a ticket for the indecent exposure. Or getting hit by a car while you're naked. You know what I mean? So, I said all that to say, you cannot give in to these thoughts. You can't give in to, oh my God, is this person talking about me? Oh, are they laughing about me? A group of people laughing randomly. You don't know them. They don't know you. Are they laughing at me? Do I have something on my face? What? Is there something in my nose? Oh my God, why are you laughing? Then you run up to the people and say, why y'all laughing? What's going on? And they don't know you. So they're just going to be like, who is this crazy person? Scaring the life out of me. You know, they're not gonna know what to do with it. And you not either, because they're going to be looking at you like you're crazy. And you really are crazy. If you succumb to the negativity that all of us face in our own minds on a daily, you will be crazy. You will go crazy. And the point of this podcast is to say, y'all, don't go crazy. Come on now. We all go through a lot. We are every individual on this earth, rich, poor, in my opinion, mostly poor people, but I digress. Rich, poor, young, old. Anything you can think of, race, creed, color, everybody struggle with their own innards. Everybody is just walking around struggling with their own thoughts. Struggling with their own mind. And you have some zen people who've mastered the mind. So yeah, but if they didn't have negative thoughts, if they didn't have, you know, a mind that was on the brink of going crazy, they would have nothing to master. So it's something to that. It's something to that. You have to get a grip. Get a real grip, guys. Get a real grip. Just get a freaking grip. I don't know how many times I said it. Get a grip. Yeah, get a grip. Like, even now, recording this, thinking about what I'm saying, my mind is drifting off. Not too much of anywhere, but you know what I mean?
if you don't have a hold, if you don't even have a low jack, which I never really knew what that was. I never Googled it, so I never taught myself what a low jack is. I just put two and two together, use my context clues, and figure out some sort of GPS. You know? I guess that's the name brand of it. I don't know. Somebody tell me. You hear this podcast? Leave a comment. Let me know what a low jack is. Explain to me. Give me the whole bio. In 1987, Tom Green created the low jack device. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know. Let me know. I go all over the place, and that's going to be a lot of this podcast is going all over the place. Eventually, I get some type of structure about myself, about my life, about this podcast. But as of now, it's going to be all over the place. And whatever is in my head is going to come out through these waves, through these frequencies, okay? Because I can. I'm sitting here on my phone recording, and so far, I'm loving it. This is my first time. Like I've stated twice already, I believe. And it's a good way because I can talk to everybody. And I can talk to everybody about everything. And some things, I can't say to anybody. Some things I can't talk to nobody. And you know what? Bringing it full circle, this is a way for me to get a grip. Get a mother... effing grip. And eventually on this podcast, I will be swearing, aka cussing, aka using foul language. If you have a problem with it, suit yourself, live your life to the best of your ability. As the youngins say today, live your best life. And I'm gonna live mine, and sometimes I wanna cuss. You know, I don't typically cuss in my day-to-day life, but in my brain, I want to cuss. So, since it's the venting podcast, I might be cussing on the podcast. I'm pretty sure I will when I feel the need. Right now, I don't feel the need. Like I said, it's a beautiful day in my city, in the state that I live. Nice and breezy. Hood niggas are out. And we're enjoying life. I hear a faint radio in the background. Don't smell any barbecue yet, but I expect that sometime today. I don't know if this is. I just want to go as long as possible, to be honest. I'm already at 13 minutes. And I just went around. It's the first episode, little riff, little round, you know. I'm just going. And I'm done. So have a great day and get a grip. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.